This is the Sakar Muli of the 6th of May, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, only when you have become completely pure will your sacrifice be accepted. Each of you should ask your heart how pure you have become. Question. Why do you children sacrifice yourselves to the Father in great happiness at this time? Answer. Because you know that by your sacrificing yourselves to the Father at this time, he will sacrifice himself to you for 21 births. Your children also know that all human beings have to be sacrificed at this time in the imperishable sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra. This is why you sacrifice your bodies, minds and wealth in great happiness beforehand, and use everything you have in a worthwhile way. Song. Look at your face in the mirror of your heart. Om Shanti. God Shiva speaks. He definitely gives this knowledge and Srimat to his children alone. O children, O souls, when life leaves the body and when the soul leaves the body, are one and the same. O human being, or O child, did you see how much sin and charity there have been in your life? You have been told the calculation of how there is charity for half a cycle and sin for the other half. You receive your inheritance of charity from the Father who is called Rama. It is the incorporeal one who is called Rama. This doesn't refer to the one who belongs to Sita. It has now entered the intellects of you children, who have become Brahmins, the mouth-born creation of Brahma, that you truly were pure and charitable souls for half of this cycle, and that you then became sinful souls for half the cycle. You now have to become pure and charitable souls. Each one of you can ask your heart how much of a charitable soul you have become. The Father has also explained to you how you can become a charitable soul from a sinful soul. You cannot become charitable souls by holding sacrificial fires or by doing tapasya, etc. That is the path of devotion. No human being becomes a charitable soul by doing that. You children now understand that you are becoming charitable souls. By becoming sinful souls, through following devilish dictates, you have continued to come down the ladder. None of you know for how long you become charitable souls and claim the inheritance of happiness. All human beings remember that Father, and they call him the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar cannot be called God. No one else can be called God. Although you speak of Prajapita Brahma at this time, not everyone on the path of devotion remembers the Father of people, Prajapita. Only the incorporeal Father is remembered by everyone. O God the Father, O Bhagavan, God. These are the words that emerge from their mouths. They only remember the One. Human beings can never call themselves God the Father, nor can Brahma, Vishnu or Shankar call themselves God the Father. They have bodily names. There is only the One, God the Father. He doesn't have a body of his own. On the path of devotion, people worship Shiva a great deal. Now you children know that Shiv Baba is talking to you through this body. O children, he says this with so much love. He knows that he is the purifier and the bestower of salvation for all. People sing the praise of the Father, but they don't know that he comes after 5,000 years. He definitely comes when it is the end of the Iron Age. It is now the end of the Iron Age, and so he definitely has come. You receive Srimat, but it is not from Sri Krishna. The Sri Krishna soul too became a deity by following Srimat. Having taken 84 births, you now follow devilish dictates. The Father says, I come when your cycle is about to end. You, who came in the beginning, are now in a state of total decay. When a tree reaches the state of total decay, the whole tree becomes like that. The Father explains, by your becoming Tamopradhan, everyone has become Tamopradhan. This is the variety religion tree of the human world. It is also called the inverted tree. Its seed is up above. The whole tree emerges from that seed. People say, O God the Father. Souls say this. The name of each soul is soul. When a soul enters a body, a name is given to the body. The play continues. There is no play in the world of souls. This is the place for the play. There is light and everything here for the play. There is no sun, moon, or performance of the drama where souls live. Day and night exist here. There is no night or day in the subtle region or in the incorporeal world. This is the field of action. It is here that people perform good and bad actions. There are good actions in the golden and silver ages because Ravan's kingdom of the five vices is not there. The Father sits here and tells you the secrets of action, neutral action, and sinful action. Actions have to be performed because this is the field of action. All the actions that people in the Golden Age perform are neutral. There is no kingdom of Ravan there. That is called heaven. There is no heaven at this time. In the Golden Age there was just the one Bharat. There were no other lands. It is said, Heavenly God, the Father. Therefore the Father definitely creates heaven. Those of all nations know that Bharat is an ancient land. No one knows that there was only Bharat at first. It is not like that anymore. This is a matter of 5,000 years ago. It is said that Bharat became heaven 3,000 years before Christ. The Creator definitely creates creation. Because of having Tamopradhan intellects, they don't even understand this much. Bharat is the highest land of all. It is the first generation of the human world. This drama is predestined. Wealthy people help the poor. This has also continued from the beginning. On the path of devotion too, the wealthy donate to the poor. But this is an impure world. No matter what donations are given by people, it is impure ones who donate and impure ones who receive. What fruit would be received from impure ones donating to impure ones? No matter how many donations they have made and how much charity they have been performing, they have continued to come down. There is no other land that donates in the way that Bharat does. You now sacrifice everything you have, your bodies, mind, and wealth in this. This is called the imperishable sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra, in which the horse is sacrificed to attain self-sovereignty. The soul says, this old body also has to be sacrificed here. You know that the people of the whole world will be sacrificed into this. Therefore, why should we not sacrifice ourselves to Baba in happiness? You souls know that you remember the Father. You have been saying, Baba, when you come, I will sacrifice myself to you. Because when I sacrifice myself to you, you will sacrifice yourself to me for 21 births. This is a deal. I sacrifice myself to you, and you sacrifice yourself to me 21 times. The Father says, I will not accept the sacrifice of you souls until you have become pure. The Father says, constantly remember me alone, and you souls will become pure. By forgetting the Father, you have become so impure and unhappy. When people are unhappy, they seek refuge. You have been made very unhappy by Ravan for 63 births. It isn't just a question of one Sita. All human beings are Sitas. They have just written the story in the Ramayana of how Sita was put in the cottage of sorrow by Ravan. In fact, all of that refers to this time. All are in the jail of Ravan, which means the five vices. And this is why they call out in sorrow, liberate us from this. It is not a question of just one. The Father explains, this whole world is in Ravan's jail. This is Ravan's kingdom. Gandhiji and all the others said that they wanted the kingdom of Rama. Sannyasis never say that they want the kingdom of Rama. It is only the people of Bharat who say this. There is no original eternal deity religion at this time. There are all the other branches. When there was the Golden Age, there was just the one original eternal deity religion at that time. That name changed. They forgot their own religion and were converted to other religions. The population of Hindus is less than it would have been, because many have been converted into other religions. This is why the population of the people of Bharat became smaller. Otherwise, the population of the people of Bharat would be the largest. They were converted to many religions. The Father says, your original eternal deity religion is the highest of all. You were Satopradhan, and you then changed and became Tamopradhan. You children understand that the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, to whom you called out, is now personally teaching you. He is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of love. Christ cannot be praised in the same way. Sri Krishna cannot be called the ocean of knowledge or the purifier. There is only one ocean. All around in all four directions, there is only one ocean. There aren't two oceans. This play is of the human world. Each one has his own part in this. The Father says, my duty is completely different from everyone else's duty. I am the ocean of knowledge. You call out to me the purifier. Then you call me the liberator. From what does he liberate you? No one knows this either. You know that you were very happy in the golden and silver ages. That was called heaven. It is now hell, which is why everyone calls out, liberate us from sorrow and take us to the land of happiness. Sannyasis never say that so-and-so has become a resident of heaven. They say that so-and-so has gone to Nirvana, the land beyond. Abroad too, they say, so-and-so left for the heavenly abode. They believe that that soul went to God, the Father. Because there truly was heaven, they speak of heavenly God, the Father. It doesn't exist now. After hell, there has to be heaven. God, the Father, has to come here to establish heaven. Heaven is not in the subtle region or in the incorporeal world. The Father definitely has to come here. The Father says, I come and take the support of matter. I do not take birth in the way that human beings do. I don't enter a womb. Each of you enters a womb. In the Golden Age, a womb is like a palace, because there are no sins performed there, for which there would have to be punishment. This is why that is called the palace of a womb. Here souls perform sinful actions, and they therefore have to experience punishment. This is why a womb is called a jail. Here in the kingdom of Ravan, people continue to commit sin. This is a world of sinful souls. That is a world of charitable souls, heaven. It is said that Sri Krishna came floating on a peepal leaf. This is how they show the praise of Sri Krishna. In the Golden Age, there is no sorrow in a womb. The Father explains to you the philosophy of action, neutral action and sinful action. They have made the scripture, the Gita, from this. But instead of saying that God Shiva speaks, they have used Sri Krishna's name. You now know that you are claiming your inheritance of unlimited happiness from the unlimited Father. Bharat is now cursed by Ravan, and this is why it has become so degraded. This big curse is also fixed in the drama. The Father comes and gives you the blessings. May you have a long life. May you have children. May you be wealthy. He gives you your inheritance of all types of happiness. He comes and teaches you. You become deities by studying this. A new creation is being created. The Father makes you belong to him through Brahma. Prajapita Brahma has been remembered. You have become his children, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You claim the grandfather's inheritance through the Father. You claimed it previously too. The Father has now come again. The children of the Father should go to the Father. However, it has been remembered that the human world was established through Prajapita Brahma. This has to take place here. In relation to souls, you say that you are brothers. When you become the children of Prajapita Brahma, you are brothers and sisters. At this time, all of you are brothers and sisters. You claimed your inheritance from the Father. Even now you are claiming your inheritance from the Father. Shiv Baba says, remember me. You souls have to remember Shiv Baba. It is only by remembering him that you will become pure. There is no other way. You cannot go to the land of liberation without becoming pure. At first, in the land of liberation in life, there was the ancient deity religion. Later, all the other religions began to come into existence, number-wise. The Father comes at the end and liberates everyone from sorrow. He is called the Liberator. The Father says, "Simply remember me and your sins will be burnt away." You even call out, "Baba, come, make us pure from impure." A teacher just teaches you. Does he create your character? This too is a study. Only the Father, the ocean of knowledge, comes and gives you this knowledge. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Know the philosophy of action, neutral action and sinful action, and don't perform any more sinful actions. While doing everything on this field of action, renounce all the vices and thereby remain safe from performing sinful actions. 2. Become pure to such an extent that the Father accepts your sacrifice. Become pure and go to the pure world. Sacrifice your body, mind and wealth into this sacrificial fire, and so use everything you have in a worthwhile way. Blessing. May you be master knowledgeful and become a destroyer of obstacles with the light and might of this knowledge. On the path of devotion, Ganesh is worshipped as the destroyer of obstacles. Together with that, he is also known as Master Knowledgeful, that is, the Lord of Knowledge. You children who become Master Knowledgeful are never defeated by obstacles, because this knowledge is said to be the light and might with which it becomes easy for you to reach your destination. In the same way, those who are destroyers of obstacles and who remain constantly combined with the Father and who continue to churn this knowledge can never be defeated by obstacles. Slogan. Will all the defects you have within and without completely to the Father, and you will have willpower. Avyakt signal. Constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. It is now the time to become experienced and to make others experience being unshakable and immovable. The time for playing games is now over. Now be constantly powerful and continue to make weak souls powerful. If you have the sanskars of being weak, you will also make others weak. In order to become experienced in every point of this knowledge, have love for solitude and increase your practice of concentration. Om Shanti.